I was asked to share the Hurricane Harvey experience with you, some things that we learned at Calvary Community Church. And my name is Jeff McGee. I'm the senior pastor out at Calvary. When the hurricane moved through this area and we saw the devastation and the disaster that took place, it was just incredible to see people of faith respond, how people began to talk about, do we need to become a shelter as a church? What do we need to do, a distribution center? So we have a pastor's prayer group. We've been meeting together since, I think, 1997. And we heard that Larry Womack at Copperfield Church was going to become a shelter and other groups. And so we were communicating in our pastor's prayer group, we need shelters. We need churches to step up and become a shelter, and we need places of distribution. So late that night on Monday night, I sent an email to my team and said, here's what I'm thinking. What do y'all think? And the team all concurred. If we have enough volunteers, we should become a shelter. So late that night, I sent out a Facebook post on our private Calvary page that we have for intercession. And I said, how many people could show up to volunteer tomorrow if we opened as a shelter on Tuesday? And so I went to bed. It was late that night. Got up at 4:30 the next morning to process and went to the office. And I got to the office and only 20 of our people at Calvary could give their word to showing up to help us set up and to serve as a shelter. And I thought, well, that does not a shelter make. I wondered, what are we going to do? And so I prayed about it, and I still was impacted by the need in the community. And I just felt like in my heart, Calvary was supposed to become a shelter. Well, how do you do that? In faith walking, we talk about giving our word to something really big. That's what I felt like the Lord was asking us to do, and our team did. So I wrote the Facebook post and then the emails that I was going to send out and decided we would open up as a shelter at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. And the only anxiety that I had during the whole Hurricane Harvey event was just a few minutes before I pushed that post button on Facebook. And I thought, wow, if we give our word to this, what's going to happen? What if no one shows up? What if we don't have food and resources? And we couldn't even begin to put together all the pieces of what it would be like to be a shelter. We were going to build the bridge as we go. That day, we had about 500 volunteers show up to help us set up. And the majority of those were people from the community, not from the church, because our members couldn't get out of their flooded neighborhoods. Just an incredible synergy. So what we experienced was this huge coming together and connectedness. And then other members of our pastor's prayer group said, we'll become a distribution center and we'll help mobilize volunteers to serve at the shelters. It was just great to see everybody doing their part. But I learned a lot about connectedness, and it was, and about the community showing up. And that was, those were amazing things to me. We were so inundated by the community bringing clothes and supplies and food that we actually became a distribution center ourselves for those resources, eventually having to send a bunch of our clothing resources to other cities that had been devastated in Southeast Texas and to other churches that didn't have the resources. Especially, we sent a number of resources with a pastor who has started Hispanic work and needed a church that are meeting in our church, and he took goods and supplies and food to Hispanic churches in our community that had no resource, had no one to serve them. What a blessing to see the connectedness, to see the community come together, and then to see people express giftedness and anointings and service was just amazing. So the impact was significant, and to have people in the shelter say, I feel cared for here, I feel safe here, I feel loved. One guy said, he's had such a traumatic life, he said, I have never felt as loved and cared for as I have here in the shelter. And I just thought, wow, what a testimony to God, to His love, touching people at their deepest level at such a crisis point. Where do we go from here? The lessons that I've learned, I think, are the same lessons. Being connected is so important. I think that we need to learn how to cooperate with one another to build meaningful relationships that then in the midst of crisis, those relationships are actually the framework or the net that allows us to function effectively for the Lord. Giving our word to things that are really big, I don't know what it looks like to rebuild, honestly. We don't have those resources, but God keeps sending trailer, and the Lord is sending financial blessings and teams and partner churches and organizations from all over the nation. Our God's at work, and He's doing amazing things, and to give our word, to say, Lord, we're going to step up in faith, even though it's a big risk. See, I'm so proud of the Houston community. I'm so proud of the faith community. I'm so proud of neighbors. I'm so proud of our mayor. I'm so proud of our county. I'm so proud of our state. I'm so proud of the nation and how they've responded. It's going to take all of us working together to help this community to recover and come to health and wholeness. So as I think about Hurricane Harvey, I think about the fact that the Lord is using something very bad to bring honor to His name and to do incredible works of goodness and wholeness and well-being. And I'm just excited to be a part of that with friends and people, ministries and individuals and organizations cooperating together. I think it's amazing what the Lord can do as we give ourselves to Him and to each other. I think the recovery process is going to be a time of learning like this has been. So thanks for letting me share my story. I'm excited about what God's doing.